Well, hi and good day. It's Marcus McCaughan here on Audioboo. A disaster has befallen the McCaughan household. Well, actually, just one half of the McCaughan household. That's me. What's happened is that, man, if you know, I love my vinyl records. And I've been reinvigorated in listening to the vinyl, so I've been getting stuff down from the attic and from inside the cupboards, giving a dust off, as it were, and playing some stuff. Now, I listen to mainly classical, but I have some really good rock records. Well, good for me anyway. And the problem is that I can't find them anywhere. Absolutely gone. I found two or three, one or two by Meatloaf, one by the Stones, Steel Heels, but I can't find my prized possessions, which includes the double live album Alchemy by Dire Straits, a few other albums from Dire Straits, and some other rock good stuff, including Leonard Cohen and a brilliant album by a double album by Neil Young, who died recently, of course. I thought the guy was wonderful. The thing is, I had a double CD off that vinyl edition and I can't even find the CD. So, as I said, I've hunted everywhere. There can only be in the house. They've never been moved anywhere else. And if I put them in the attic, it was only to clear some space in the room. So I can't find them. So what's my guesstimate? What's my guess on what happened? Well, actually, this has happened before. And I think they've been sold at a car boot. Now, people hand records in to my wife for her charity. Some good, some just junk. But it doesn't matter. You stick them in a cardboard box, you take them to the car boot, and you let people get down and rifle through them all. There's always enthusiasts looking for some kind of music, whether it's folk or country, classical, rock, pop, etc. But my albums were never in a cardboard box. They were always in those heavy-duty plastic boxes. So I guess what's happened, somehow, somewhere along the line, they have got mixed up, been taken to the car boot. I haven't been paying attention, probably just sticking the records out without looking to see what was there. And they've been sold. I've lost my records. It's shocking, and I'm really upset about it. I'm not going to cry, but I really am upset because I now have to replace them. I now have to start hunting either on eBay or one of the record sales online companies or the car boots. The problem with the car boots is at the time of the year, they're very, very poor.
Hi there.
Hi. They're very, very poor at this time of the year, so even today I'm heading up here, but I've already had a glimpse in the car earlier on, and there's only three or four genuine car booters. The rest are dealers selling all kinds of things. So it's really a bad time of the year to try and restock, unless, as I said, I do it online. So I'm going to have one last search, but it's futile. I've already done two searches over the house. And the 12-inch LPs albums, you don't exactly lose them in the house. So there you go. I'm really miffed. Especially, as I said, the Dire Straits. Especially Dire Straits. I used to love putting on their stuff and turning the volume up, cranking it up. Telegraph Road and Tunnel of Love. And, oh, God. Oh, well, there you go. So, got it off my chest. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for taking some of the burden off me. I feel better now, I've got it out. So that's another project now for the winter months, to try and gather together those albums again. Oh my God, it's terrible. Anyway, once again, thank you for listening, and speak again soon.